adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Alicia Cuthbert is here tonight. She is from 24 and the girl next door. And I have seen the girl next door, as
you saw
I told
it?
You. Yeah.
Oh, good.
They made me.
They made you.
Not in a bad way.
Oh, I hope it wasn't too painful.
No, it was good, actually. I enjoyed it.
Good.
Although, we'll have to talk about it off the air, but I may have missed the last 10 to 12 seconds. The movie must be about 1 hour and 36 and a half minutes or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, you know how long it is exactly?
I don't know the exact minute, but around that. That sounds pretty
accurate. It's not quite 140, but it sure as hell ain't an hour and a half.
Yeah.
They give you your money's worth. Anyway, I had to get here. You know, I like to come here right as the show begins.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I gave myself 18 minutes to get here, and I was on the Fox lot in the middle of the studio. So I ran out. So you just tell me. It could have ended the second I left. And by the way,
yeah,
that's how I look at movies. If I leave, that's where they end.
Technically, you have.
I could have left Barry Lyndon 10 minutes into it, and that's where it would end. And I look at life that way, too. So look out, all you who are still around when I go. It's over. Do you see what I'm saying?
I'm following.
Life is over when I go.
That's right. When you end, we cease to exist.
I don't even know if you're here now.
Well, that's something else. That's a different problem.
If Drew didn't punch the mic every 45 seconds by mistake, so he claims, I wouldn't know he was alive. I'm the only person on the planet who has not seen 24, though. But you know what it is for me in 24 now? I don't want to ruin it for myself. This is like, it's like the most beautiful girl in the school. Now we're dating, and I don't want to go all the way with her because I could be disappointed. Now,
no.
I built her up. I built 24 up. Everyone says it's amazing. It's the best series on television.
Yeah. It's funny because either people who watch it are like huge, huge fans, and then there's the people that don't get to catch it. So it's like no one's in the middle.
Hmm. Well, I also have this thing, and I don't know if you have this too. It's this way with video games where people go, oh, man, you got it. You got to play Commando Sodomizer 9. You'll never put it down. And it's like, yeah, I got enough going on.
Yeah.
Like,
One
more reason not to talk to my wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you might claim to need that.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's already. I got enough.
Yeah.
I got enough.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine in the sort of leisure time, me time.
Yeah.
Department.
Lisa's from Montreal.
Yeah, beautiful country.
You've been up there?
No.
Have we?
No,
I've been up there. I've been up there for the Montreal Comedy Festival.
The Nasty Show.
Yeah, it was. We had a good time, actually. I enjoyed it.
It's a crazy
weather
little
was
town.
Good. Yeah, it's very eclectic. Huh. Did a lot of walking. Enjoyed it.
It's like a small New York.
Let me say this. I do like Montreal a lot. Could do without the border folks, the people at the airport. Not the border people, but the customs folks.
They're very serious people.
Got myself a...
Which going which way?
Large lesbian coming in. And
I'd get a work permit coming
beat
in.
Beat the crap out of me. I mean, really.
Did you get a work permit?
No, you know, it was...
That was fun.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful thing because everybody said, look, just say you're here on pleasure.
Yeah.
I was going there with Jimmy. We'd sold the man show to like a Montreal comedy station or something. We were going there to do some publicity about 3 or 4 years ago. And everyone I ran into has ever been to Canada says... You're not here on business. You're not here. You just for pleasure. You're just looking around.
Because
if it's business, you're going to get screwed. So just say you're here for pleasure. So they, you know, what are you here for? And I said, just pleasure. Just want to look around. I said, all right, mind if we open your briefcase? Pulled out an itinerary. Thicker than the Torah. And it was broken down, too. It was like 8:05, you're picked up at the hotel. 8:13, good morning, Quebec. You know, and it just kept going and going and going. And the chick was like, so just... Just here, it seems like you have about 80 places you're stopping. And I said, well, I'm not getting paid, so, you know, it's not really
work.
Business.
Yeah.
And she said, I can't believe you're not getting paid to do all these TV shows and these radio programs. I go, no, you don't get paid. And then here's where it went surreal. I said, you know, when Michael J. Fox does The Tonight Show, he doesn't do that to get paid. He does it to promote. And she goes, who's Michael J. Fox?
No, I said, he's Canadian.
That's what I said. I said, I picked a Canadian intentionally.
Right, it's like Jim Carrey or something.
I was thinking, either I'm going Alan Thicke.
Just said Alan Thicke, yeah.
I could have gone Alan Thicke.
John Candy? John Candy.
You know, Candy had probably passed recently, and I didn't want to tear that scab off.
What happened when she pulled out all the porn out of your prep, though?
Well, I didn't want to talk about that in front of Alicia.
I just wanted to hear the whole story.
She pulled the top-heavy porn out of the... Well, if I'm going to go out of country, I'm not going to...
I was just kidding. I didn't know it actually happened.
Yeah, I was kidding, too.
Oh.
Well, look, all I'm saying is if you say you're there for pleasure to look around and they pull a very detailed multi-page itinerary out of your briefcase, that's a bad sign. As a matter of fact, just keister the whole briefcase.
Yeah, I had to go. I did a film up there. I got a work permit.
And with the Olsen twins.
Really?
I was playing
them.
Who's the Olsen twins?
And no.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it took an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I was just standing around there, just holding your ankles. Just
they
like,
beat the crap out of you.
I just recently got my green card.
You know that scene from The Passions?
You recently got your
green card.
For the United States.
Yeah, to work here without having visas, because I've had many visas throughout my career, and now I don't have to worry about it, because it took me 6 years to get it.
Mm. You know,
so, proud moment for me.
I keep telling them, we have to, with the white people, we got to push them through. You know what I mean? I mean, it's fast track, white. Come on, let's go now. Canadians, come on. We got no problem with these people. Come here.
It took
a
long time, but it should, because it's important. So
let me explain when I'm in charge.
Oh God.
Okay. White guy, boom. He gets fast tracked. Okay. Look, we don't have any. Look, we see some swarthy guy in a turban or something. We got to ask that. So we got to hold it up. We got to ask some questions. We get to Jan or Sten or one of these guys, big Norwegian guys. Got no problem with him. Now your chick, you go faster. You got blue eyes, and you're cute, and you're an actress, you're model. Pow! We'll get you paperwork done that day. That's the way I'm looking at it.
It would have been a lot easier if I would have went through you.
Yeah. Well, next time,
I
next
really
time
you
come see me.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, yeah. Julie,
I
what's
really
wrong
think
with that?
I think I'm beginning to realize that the reason the Carolla family is so paralyzed was the trauma at having great grandfather Mussolini. Mm-hmm. Taken down the way it happened.
Yeah.
And finally, you're here to sort of...
True, you know him, right?
To bring out his
you know him,
great
right.
Look,
we work. We don't want any Al-Qaeda terrorist cells starting up here, but we don't mind some hot, blonde Canadian actresses come here and want to pay a few tax dollars.
Harmless.
Harmless.
But good times. Here we
better
go.
Than harmless.
Here we go.
You're like this country's good luck charm. You need more.
Let me all just say, Alicia is here. Alicia, I always want to call you Alicia. It's Alicia,
she's
right?
She's Alicia.
Alicia Cuthbert. From The Girl Next Door, starring The Girl Next Door. For those of you that are 17 years of age or older that get on the air tonight, you'll be sent two tickets to go, free passes to go see this show. It opens April 9th.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Where are we going, Drew?
Where the ticket, where the sticker is.
Where the sticker is. All right. Let's talk to Michelle. Michelle?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's
me
up?
Too.
Hey, 21 rocks.
So was Drew in 1957. Yeah, it's fun to laugh at old people.
Shut a little too hard at that one.
He's going to die like 40 years before you.
How dare you? How dare you?
What's up, Michelle?
Well, I was molested for a year and a half when I was 14.
Hold on. And Alicia, don't laugh now. Go ahead.
I know, I'm not.
Go ahead.
And
you were, you were, yeah.
When I was 17.
Yeah, but you would to describe what happened between 13 and 14 as molestation is a little bit sort of, I suspect, inaccurate.
Why?
Well, something must have happened earlier to sort of make you be able to cooperate as such a good victim.
Who did this to you when you were 13 and 14?
It was actually a guy at my church's youth group.
Okay, so what happened to you when you were a kid growing up?
Yeah.
Physically
like
abused?
As a child?
Yeah.
Fine. I had a normal, healthy, happy childhood. This was the first, like, traumatic thing that really.
But how did this guy hold you at knife point or something? How did this go on for a year and a half?
I was very afraid of him, and he just made it really clear that he could hurt me if he wanted to. So.
And so, why didn't you tell somebody about it after it first happened?
I was really ashamed and afraid that it would be my fault.
And so you kept going back for more?
Well, she didn't go back anymore.
It was at my church youth group, and
yeah, Michelle, something happened. Michelle, something had to have happened to you growing up.
I don't know.
Yes, hold on a second. Yes,
hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on. Quiet down. Wait, I'm always with you on this, and I subscribe to this theory too. I also know the guilt and the shame and the religion and the 13, 14 and the fear and the whatever. And depending on how you're constructed emotionally, doesn't necessarily mean that you had to have had abuse in the past.
But
you're going to dig it out. Her dad gave her an adult aspirin when she was nine.
Just think of the situation. Unwillingness to come forward. So thinks of herself as a victim and paralyzed by the experience. Completely paralyzed. Those are two.
I'm with you.
Those are two things that belie or suggest a history of victimization in childhood.
I agree, but there's also circumstances such as the religion and the shame and the whatever. So, Michelle.
Yes.
And then rape followed.
Everything in your past growing up was fine. No alcoholism.
Nobody
physical
hit you.
Abuse. Nothing
like that. No, my parents were very strong Christians, so I mean everything like that was just. Never done in my house. So.
All right. So now, but you never told anybody about this.
No.
And okay. Now what? Okay. Now I'm going to ask Drew.
Well, I told a couple of people of my friends later on in high school, and then one of my best friends raped me when I was 17. That knew.
Right. But that's again you behaving like a good victim, and that certainly I can understand that the 13 and 14 year old victimization sets you up for the later victimization. But I'm just wondering why you were such a good cooperative victim at 13. And what you're going to ask?
What? All right,
ask.
Nah, I forgot.
Yeah.
It wasn't important. But here's the thing, Michelle. Have you gotten any counseling?
Yes, I've gotten some counseling. I'm pretty bad at going back because I just don't like it. But I do go to groups.
All right.
Survivor groups.
Pardon?
Survivor groups? People have been through... Yeah.
Sexual assault groups.
Okay, excellent. You got to keep going, Michelle.
Speaking of Survivor, Lex voted off tonight, by the way. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Michelle.
Yeah. Our program.
All right. Go to therapy. And,
keep going. That's fine. That's about all you can do with this is really get some treatment for it, understand it as a problem. It leaves an imprint on your brain. It'll change how you relate to some of your peers.
Yeah.
It will affect your choices in relationships, but you can work your way out of that.
All right. And I sort of half agree with Drew, but also sometimes there's people, you know, one out of every so many people just come out sort of meek or pliable or what have you. You know, there's victims that are created. Okay, it's like gays.
Yeah, yeah.
You got gays that are created. You may want to take this pearl back with you to Canada.
Montreal, yeah.
Get it.
They need to know this. Yes.
They're gay men that are created because they get molested by a priest when they're nine and therefore become gay later on in life. I'm not sure how it works, but it never disappoints.
It's a pattern.
And then there's men who are just born gay,
mm-hmm.
which usually makes me break into a song.
But tonight.
I'll spare you. The point is victims can be this way to some degree, too.
I will grant you that.
There are some people where if you grab their purse and run down the street, they won't say a word. They'll just stand there and stare.
And certainly we would say that something kind of made them that way, but you're saying that there's some people that are just constitutionally made up that way.
Something conspired to make them that way, but you wouldn't be able to figure it out. It might not be wholesale abuse. I'm sure her parents did something to shame her. It was probably the shame and the relationship.
A lot of fear about the devil going to get you and all that stuff, which I put under the abuse category.
All right. Drew hates God.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Tell the world.
That's what I just said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, what are those Canadians? They're not Jews. They're not Muslim. What are they over there?
French.
French.
Catholic.
You
Catholic?
Catholic. That's you guys are?
Catholic.
All right. That's good. We're cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Dave?
They've got a personal relationship. They know the devil up there.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
He's got antlers. Yes?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Dave?
Yes, I'm here.
You're 20. What's up?
Last night, I was at my friend's house, and it was just me, my friend, and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom wanted him to go out and to the grocery store and buy something for his mom. And he told me to stay there, and... So I was watching TV, like 15 minutes later, his mom comes up to me and starts feeling on my crotch. And about 20 minutes later, she starts to give me a blowjob. Mm-hmm. What's the weird thing about it was her husband is a preacher, and he wasn't there at the time, and he's out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do. What should I do? Should I tell?
Okay, hold on a second. Yeah, they were. I was all the way in until he said, "Husband wasn't there." I was like, "Yeah, no kidding." And then he had to. He's a preacher. I don't know. You got to tell us he's a preacher, and then I don't know what to do. All things that are typical contents of a bogus call.
And he's a dude, and he's 20, and his name is Dave. He's from Arkansas. That's and he has no weird accent.
How can you?
There's no question.
No question.
There's no question. Here's the thing. He's announcing that he had this happen to him, and I don't know what to do. There's no way to do. It's just I'm flipped out. I'm depressed. I'm panic attacks. I need to manage those feelings,
and the stuttering.
I'm afraid my friends. No. He laid out the business about the things we already would assume were the case. He had to make sure to push home with us, which means he's pushing points unnecessarily.
Now, the part where friend's mom kept saying my friend's mom.
Yeah,
there's a weird wording of friend's mom at the beginning that tipped me off. All right, Dave.
Wow.
We're going bogus, buddy. Sorry. It was a nice try. Well,
good times, though.
We'll see you in hell, though, right?
Okay, see you in hell.
All right, good job. Bye-bye.
There you go. He said he screwed. I was off with Dave when he said...
I was all the way in until he started pushing things.
You know what
obvious.
He said at the beginning?
You guys are amazing. I'm blown away right now.
Oh, you're lying now. It's bogus.
It's bogus. It's bogus. Yeah. She just...
Yeah, she thinks we're decent.
No, I swear to God, I'm really blown away.
She was hanging with a man cow. All right. This is... He said my mom's friend sent the thing...
For something she wanted.
She wanted.
Yeah, that was
And he didn't say she. She said... My friend's mom. He kept saying my friend's mom. Yeah. He didn't. If she were just speaking, he'd say she. She sent her there. She sent her there. He kept reiterating.
Yeah, when you're planning something, it's a premeditated presentation. Yeah.
Wow.
People don't know how to do
Plus,
that.
Plus, let me tell you something. Grabbing the crotch 20 minutes later into the BJ, this is a 45-year-old woman.
She's going right there.
Especially, just sent the guy down to get a pack of cigarettes
could
at the Circle K.
Could come back any minute.
You don't wait 20.
Right.
I mean, my mom used to tell me this all the time. Blow now. Blow now. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's been your policy ever since.
That's right.
Wow.
All right. Yeah.
I'm learning things.
Oh, yeah. Well, blow now, pay later. Thomas?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey. You're 17. You have a question for Alicia?
Hey, first wanted to say, Drew, I read your book. I liked it. Now I'm reading the drama, The Gift of Child. I heard you recommend that to somebody.
Very good, Thomas. Excellent.
And Adam, you're awesome, too. You're a great comedian. I listen to you every night on Love Line.
Thanks.
Elisha, or is it...
Wait a minute, Alicia.
It's Alicia.
Sorry about that.
But it's okay. It's a tough one.
All right, well, I love you on 24. I can't wait to see your movie. I've seen it tomorrow with my mom. And I wanted to know how you got...
That's bogus. Just kidding, Thomas.
Thanks. But I made sure to pick up your issue of Maxim, too. But I was just wondering how you got your job on 24 and, like, what it's like working with the other guys on there, like Dennis Haysbert and Kiefer Sutherland.
Unfortunately, I don't get to work with Dennis because we never have scenes together. But I know him personally, and he's a very nice guy. Kiefer is great. I mean, he's been around for a long time. So I think anytime you work with great actors, it kind of helps you step up kind of what you do. And as for getting the part on 24, like they were saying earlier, I'm from Canada, and I gave myself 6 months in L.A. and thought, you know what, if I don't get anything in 6 months, I'm going to go back to Canada and continue to work there as an actor. And 2 weeks before I was planning to head back, I went in and tested for the pilot 24 and ended up getting it. So have been in L.A. ever since. So it was kind of a nice little journey there.
That's awesome. It's a great show. It's my favorite show right now. So
thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Quick kiss and ass.
Thank you.
All right, so you were, it says here you began modeling at age 7.
Yeah.
Makes you feel stupid for waiting until I was 9, you know? Could have got a jump on it. Started modeling at 7.
Didn't know they had game modeling.
Yeah.
What do you model at 7?
At 7? Yeah, I did like slippers and things and catalog work, you know, as like a little kid. I had like no front teeth and went in and just had a ball doing it, and my mom couldn't figure it out, but it was fun. It was really cool.
And so you modeled in Canada. You acted and modeled.
No, I did the. It was like my first real experience of doing something other than just going to you know, elementary school or whatever. We were in the mall one day, and there was kind of a booth set up, and this woman was kind of asked my mother at the time, and I was like a toddler, and said, you know, would she mind doing it? And then my mom just kind of said, yeah, why not? And I kind of wanted to do it because I was really curious about it, and I don't really remember the situation, but I think it was a lot more of me kind of wanting to do it than my mom actually pushing me to.
Well, and then, so now you're seven, you're modeling.
Yeah.
Did you stop modeling and go back to
school? I said to my mom that I didn't want to do it anymore.
So you
I did it until I was about 10.
You lead a normal schoolgirl life in Montreal.
Yep.
And then you graduate high school, and you're 18 years old. Or
17. About to be, because my birthday's at the end of the year, so.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to get something from me.
What?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh.
You know, it'll kind of ruin it.
Okay.
But you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
Somewhere
around, man, are you?
Somewhere around the end of the year, like...
Like November.
December? Oh, November?
November. All the right. Last day of November, 30th.
Right. I get something from you. If you get something that doesn't have a card on it, that'll be from me.
Okay.
Or if you ever get any surprise flowers, that'll be from me, too.
Oh, well, thank you now.
Or even if you, even if you get something with a card on it whose name you do recognize...
That's from you, too?
That'll be from me, yeah. Yeah. Everything will be from me.
Okay, good.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you can look forward to that. But wait a minute. So now you graduate high school,
yep.
And what do you do after high school?
I had this, like, urge to want to kind of come to L.A., and I'd been working as an actor since I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing little shows and things like that. And
but would you have been known in Canada?
Yeah.
I mean, did you get stopped on the street?
Yeah.
People knew who you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
And sat down with my mom and dad. I remember this vividly at the dinner table, and said, "I want to move to LA." But I kind of had it all planned out, so I didn't want them to think I was irresponsible. So I had this whole thing like, "I'm going to give myself 6 months. I've already looked into a place called the Oakwood Apartments,
yeah.
And I knew how much it cost for the amount of time that I was staying."
Yeah,
and
expensive.
Met with a manager and came out here and.
She just came out, and you weren't going to work as a waitress. You were going to come out. You were going to.
Because I had money saved up from work.
You're going to audition.
Yep.
Like when you were 17 and 3/4, what were you doing? Like, what were you thinking? You didn't have a plan. Were you money saved up?
No. College.
You had nothing.
College.
You had nothing.
Yeah.
You're depressed.
Through college.
Depressed. Your hair looked weird, right?
Oh yeah.
Did you have long hair?
Long hair. Yeah.
1976.
Funny frames.
Yeah, big
frames. Big
frames.
My mom had big frames for the longest time. I was like, we got to work this out.
Crazy Peter Bogdanovich frames. Big red ones with the funky hair.
Were they thick lenses?
No. It's more like the...
Just more...
Yeah. Just for the Robert Evans look.
Robert Evans. Big goggles. Yeah. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah, that's right.
Bad skin. Mm. Pining over his girlfriend from his senior year of high school.
Good times.
Really.
Good times.
Torn apart inside.
Mm-hmm.
Falling apart.
Waiting to wreak my revenge.
Yeah. All right. Going to take it all out on some candy stripers in a few short years. Oh, yes. Like a phoenix, he'll rise from the ashes. All right. Let's take a little break. Alicia Cuthbert is here tonight. She is from The Girl Next Door and 24, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Alicia Cuthbert is here tonight. She is The Girl Next Door. She's not... from The Girl Next Door. She is The Girl Next Door, Drew. Do you understand that?
She is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
The movie's not called The Little Dude Who Lives Next to That Chick. It's called The Girl Next Door.
It's about her.
It's about Alicia.
Yeah.
She's a star of the movie.
It's like The Godfather.
Yeah.
One of.
Really looked great in that movie, by the way.
Thanks.
Lots of tight outfits.
Yeah.
Revealing, but not no.
It was great, too, because I...
bra and panty.
I got action. To, with 24, I have the same outfit the whole year, which is like 10
right.
months.
Mm. Sure.
And on this movie, it was 18 costume changes, so I was like, woohoo!
Yeah. And good-looking stuff, too.
Good-looking stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. No, you look good. I'm sure you're enjoying
that. Well, The Girl
that,
Next Door's
right?
got to be hot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's weird because, I think every teenage boy or every man who passed through his teen years and everyone's who's still amongst them, like our engineer Chris over here, who's technically 27 but still living at home, so I count him as a
teenager.
Teenager.
Well done.
Still hiding porn from his mom.
Well,
if you're hiding porn from your mom,
you're a teenager.
You could be in your 50s and hiding porn from your 85-year-old mother.
That defines.
You would be a teenager.
Well, it defines adolescence,
yeah.
Anyway.
That's why they call Dick Clark the world's oldest teenager.
He's living at home.
He's hiding porn from his mom.
That van that he claims is his editing van?
Yeah, that's porn around. That's what he uses to transport porn.
And watch it.
That's right.
Out in the mom's driveway.
All right. So here, come on. He's never coming on this show. Here's what we do, and we don't talk about it on the air, but we decide quietly amongst ourselves who's coming on this show and who's not coming on. And once we decide they're not coming on the show, then
it's
fair game.
It's game on.
Yeah.
Game on. That's a good plan, though.
Yeah, we make fun of everybody. But if we think maybe they're coming on the show,
it's like,
we do some ass kissing. Serious ass kissing.
Julia Roberts is the best.
No, she won't come on this show, even though we would want her to come on this show so we could.
So she's fair game then?
She's fair game.
Okay.
Yeah, getting a little long in the tooth. All right, see? That was a little dig.
Very satisfying.
Oh, man.
Very satisfying. All right, now what was I talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, then we got to move forward with the show. What do you say?
Good.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah?
Chris and stealing porn from, hiding porn from his mom.
Oh,
he
yeah.
said every teenage male has something about the girl next door.
Oh, yeah. I was watching the movie, and when Alicia, the beautiful woman, moves in next door to the horny young teenage boy thing, and he spots her through his bedroom window, it just brings you back. It's like your heart starts pumping, and when they start talking, and it's like it was so identifiable.
Yeah, it's that desperation that
desperation.
Every teenage male feels.
Yeah, but you remember when you were like 17 and just anybody
praying
was
to God for him to drop somebody out of the sky to the neighbor's house?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
No, it's just like once in a while when your mom's friends would say, my nephew's in town, and niece is in town, and some chick who was 15 would come walk in and just be like, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your heart starts going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just some sort of like an animal, you know.
Yeah.
Animalistic.
Yeah, but it's some sort of like frightened / desperate animal, caged, kind of a strange.
Yeah. Fight, flight, or jack. Actually, was the third option that
simultaneously came later. they sort of kick in.
Yeah. All right. Is that Toko?
Yeah.
Toko?
Yeah.
Is that your name?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of name is that?
Japanese.
All righty then. You Japanese?
Yeah.
How's that treating you?
Good.
All right. What's up?
Well, I'm obsessed with gay porn.
Really? All right.
Gay male.
You and Dick Clark.
Yeah, gay porn.
Gay men, not lesbian.
No, gay men, yeah.
Gay men. All right.
Finally, a chick making sense, you know, because... Hey, guys. No, here's what I'm saying. Like, guys, we do the porn math. We're like, hey, lesbian porn, fine. That's two vaginas, four boobs, four boobs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we do that math, whereas women who enjoy pornography, and there's not too many of them out there, normally don't like the gay porn, but it's two penises and how many nut sacks?
They're weirded out by it. They're kind of a little good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
Toko's more evolved, huh?
No, I'm sure she's more effed up. But you have gay porn?
Well, I have it on my computer. Yeah.
Have your parents found out about it?
No.
How old were you when you started looking at this?
Last year.
So mm-hmm. 15. Well, if her parents find out.
Oh yeah, you know what they're gonna say? Toko Ono.
No. So, oh no, Toko.
Oh no, Toko.
Yeah.
No, see, I'm thinking of a Yoko Ono joke. Girl.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on, baby doll. All right, your parents, if they're Japanese, they'll kill themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. They're proud. They're proud culture. Anything happened to you? Were you ever abused or traumatized in any way?
No.
Just like it?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Do you like gay men? I mean, like hanging around gay men?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'd like to see some make out or, you know, like screw each other. I think that'd be cool.
Ooh, Toko. Mm. Something's up.
Yeah, something is up because gay... Okay, hold on. We got to talk about this for 1 second. Gay depictions of gay acts, gay pornography, graphic gay pornography is sort of gut-wrenching to straight men. Not because we're bigoted or anything. It's just you take a straight guy, you show them two guys going at it, one behind the other, and they have to avert their gaze. Mm-hmm. Just like, for me, it's like seeing dentistry up close or something. Mm-hmm. I just have to kind of, you have to put your hand up. It's not because I hate dentists. It's just kind of like, ooh, wow, mm-hmm. can't watch. And I think, Alicia will tell us, though, gay pornography for women is kind of gross, too. I mean, for normal women. Guys going at it.
Yeah.
All greased up, you know, leather choker.
I just can't relate to that. I don't.
It's confusing.
You're confusing, yeah. It's just like, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's an average response.
Yeah.
And Toko suddenly is sort of intrigued, aroused, and sort of, and there's an aggression how she approaches it, too. You know, it's sort of inappropriateness how she presented it.
Toko?
Yeah.
I would bet there's some other sort of.
What's missing?
No, some other fetishes here.
What else are you into?
Anime.
There you go. Yeah. Keep going.
What is with
little
anime?
Boys?
Ooh, little boys. Really?
Mm.
Are you one of these people just sort of considers yourself deviant?
No.
You know,
did something happen to you with one of your peers growing up?
No.
Huh?
No.
All right. Your parents together?
They've been divorced 3 times.
Themselves?
What?
They've been divorced from one another 3 times or from 3 different people?
3 different people.
Okay, and so you're pretty tumultuous upbringing, it sounds like.
It's very confusing.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Do you like boys?
Yeah. I'm not lesbian.
You're not lesbian. You like guys, and not just when they're cornholing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have to make that distinction. But Drew...
Yeah, only that.
Yeah, only
but
that.
But Toko, the trauma here, right? That's what we're getting at. That you were in this sort of chaotic family system that was fractured. And, I mean, you just seem sort of spun by all that.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound so encouraging either.
What's your plan? You want to go to college?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, here's the deal. You sound troubled. You really do. And you sound like somebody, quite frankly, could be into heroin or something in a few short years, or at least doing something that would embarrass the family. How about a little therapy?
I don't know how well I do in therapy.
All right, well, don't go. Let's go to the next call. Listen, I'm not going to try to save the world. Who are we kidding? Hey, you want to call the show? You got problems? You want to listen to us? Fine. If you don't, just do whatever you want. I don't care. Joel?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
I got to tell everyone this just one more time. I get paid whether I help people or not. I really do. As a matter of fact, I don't like helping people because it makes it seem like I should get paid more. You know what I mean?
You're good at it, though.
Good at not helping people?
No, at helping.
Yes. Oh. No, he's good at not helping.
At not helping.
He incidentally helps.
Yeah.
He's good at not helping.
I like to help myself through not helping others.
Yes, there you go.
That's my motto.
But look, Toko, there's more to get at in Toko than we can get to in 3 minutes on the radio here.
She's angry.
I mean, she's almost at sort of a nearsight. And it's not, and please, people, it's not because she enjoys gay porn that we jumped all over that. It was the affect she maintained, the flat, inappropriate laughter, it's sort of almost near, I got a feeling of a near psychotic process.
She seems like the kind of
person.
She's
very enthusiastic.
She's the kind of person that could do something bad and not think about it too much afterward.
Possibly.
It would not haunt her.
Possibly.
Yeah. All right. And that includes to herself,
by the way. Well, she mentioned she's into little boys, and I think she means that.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the world may never know. Let's speak to Joel, who's got a question for Alicia.
Oh.
Joel?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say one thing real quick. Dr. Drew, my mom read your book, and she's too afraid to call the show and tell you how good it is.
Oh, that's very kind. Tell her thank you, please.
Alicia.
Yes.
Yeah, you're like Adam says, smoking hot.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, totally hot. Maxim issue, pretty nice. Good
thank
job
you.
On 24. And I don't know, I might check that new movie out, but...
Please do.
Yeah?
If you do anything this weekend, please check out my movie.
Oh, yeah, all right. Hey,
no,
Adam.
But thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, man, do you ever plan on having kids?
I'm thinking about it. I'm working on it.
Hey, well, how about, you know, I'll be your lump of clay, man. Why don't you mentor me?
Oh, you mean I don't need a kid? I have a 24-year-old Joel over here from Sacramento?
Yeah, exactly.
Or Gumby, as we call him.
Okay.
You can mold me into that.
I know. You sound like a clean canvas. Doesn't sound like there's been a whole lot of education going on or anything. I mean, you sound like an Etch-A-Sketch. It's been shooken a few times.
He may have passed that window of opportunity, though, at 24. I don't know how flexible that clay is going to be.
I'm past all the, you know, pee-pee and poo-poo stuff, you know. Now I can just throw it at people.
Well, Adam is just completely uninterested then.
Yeah.
You're past all that.
That's what I'm looking for. What are you doing? What are you doing, Joel?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, for work?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm unemployed.
All right.
He's unemployed. There you go.
And by the way, we finally found something worse than the answer. Like, you asked me what I'm doing. Here's your... What are you doing,
Adam,
for work?
What are you doing, Val, for work?
Right now?
He didn't even say right now.
I know he didn't say right now. We found one that's worse than right now. I'm CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Yeah, it never works that way, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right now is the number one bad... It's a bad answer for college and...
right now?
Yeah. Right now. For anything. Like, for anything, really.
Watch. We'll do the right now for college. Right. True. Please try to pull this off. Yeah, I'm going to college. I'm going to school.
Where are you going to school? Where are you going to school?
Right now.
Yeah.
So you hear the right now. That's junior college. Now that means I'm transferring. Yeah.
Right.
That means transfer. It's never right now.
Let me try another one.
I'm going to Brown.
So you're gonna be a orthopedic surgeon. Mm-hmm. So what level of training are you at right currently?
Right now I'm in the ninth grade. I just failed biology. Actually failed beginning science. Right. It's one below biology. Right.
So you're fluent in French. Where'd you learn that? Do you speak it often?
Right now, I do pig Latin, and I can do this. I can go hum hum. That's much. I can do a little Pepe Le Pew too. That's it. All right, true. You realize you almost said right now each time you try to step the right now.
That's
right,
as buddy. Retarded as you can get, isn't it?
I've seen you be more retarded than you are now.
That's pretty good.
That was close though. All right. Let's now we're going to play a little something called Germany or Florida. This is a game that is sweeping the nation, and I'm sure is if it hasn't made it up north into Canada,
it'll be there.
It'll be in there.
Days.
I'll let them know.
Moments. Yeah, you be our Germany or Florida ambassador. Now here's how the game goes. All bizarre stories emanate from either Germany or Florida.
Okay.
All the strange, occult, macabre stories, you know, crime stories. Usually, it's either Germany or Florida. So they tell us a story. And we guess either Germany or Florida. Mike?
Yes. Things are sick and twisted.
Here's our theme
song. From too much sun and Nazis, sex myth and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you. Germany or Florida.
Yes, the song, the game is almost as good as the song.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mike, Germany or Florida?
Germany or Florida. Okay. A woman was convicted of disturbing the peace for phoning a bomb threat to an airport to get out of a vacation with her boyfriend. She said, I had the idea that if the trip could be blocked by someone else, for example, a bomb threat, then it would solve all these problems. Germany or Florida. Oh, and Alicia, I love you. 24 is a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Mike's calling from Tustin. Let's pull together whatever clues we've got here.
Vacation. Florida's very vacation-y.
Okay. Yeah, but people live in Florida.
But you would go from Florida for a vacation.
There.
Yeah.
I did.
You left Florida?
Oh, no.
You see, vacationed
in Florida.
I see, okay.
You vacationed from Florida in Florida. It's like masturbation.
On the other hand, I wonder if they could be calling in the bomb threat at the destination. No, that doesn't make sense.
I was thinking Germany.
I was thinking Germany.
I was thinking, now you don't have to agree. You go with your gut.
I'm going to go with Florida just because I already said it.
And look at you. You dressed like Florida. You got the orange shirt and the blonde hair.
It's coral.
Carl, that's gay for orange. All right. Mike, we're going Germany, and our young gal pal is going Florida.
Alicia, I am so sorry. I wish you'd guessed the right one. It's Germany.
Oh, it's okay.
Wow.
We've had a little more experience.
All right.
She'll be good.
Okay. Well, I didn't really get the game,
She's a foreigner. Yeah, she's a foreigner. She's from
Canada. I'm from Canada. I don't. Yeah.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
I better go now.
I'll tell you what, one more break. One more break, baby doll. All right. Alicia Cuthbert is here tonight from my new best actress at friend. Yeah.
Until the next show.
Until the next show.
Right now.
Until the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Alicia Cuthbert is here tonight. Next week, Ron Perlman will be in here. Hellboy.
Mr. The Hellboy himself.
What movie?
He is okay. Hellboy. Yeah. Screw that. Well, let me tell you something about the girl next door.
Pennywise.
Now, Pennywise Fletcher, I don't think is going to be with him.
Okay.
Relax over there. Here's what's going on. First off, Alicia is the girl next door, just like Ron
is.
Hellboy.
Hellboy. Perlman. Jewish. Not a lot of Jewish hell. Aren't you guys? You're Jewish, right, Drew?
Yeah.
You guys are going to hell, though, right?
Of course. We're not going to be baptized.
Right.
We have to go to, or maybe purgatory.
No, I think it's hell.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something about Jews. To you guys, because you complain a lot, purgatory is hell.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Drew.
Well, no. Yeah. We go to purgatory, but everyone else who's visiting us there, they're in hell.
No.
<It's> not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We create hell for them.
You create hell for them. Oh, boy, the food is so... So horrible.
What, no bagels?
In such small portions. Yeah. No, it's true. It's like it's like when you get used to flying first class and business class can be hell.
It can be
like coach.
That's right.
It's your equivalent to coach. That's what purgatory is to the Jews. That is your hell.
Right. But you know, we'll be purgatory with the few billion Hindus and Buddhists and Zoroastrians.
Well, they don't believe. Jesus Christ.
And the Islamic
your savior. Okay.
I was baptized.
You were, so
there you
I'll
go.
See you in heaven.
I'll see you there.
But not you.
Right.
Not
you. Going to heaven.
So funny.
But you know, I always think, too, like when people do that, I'll see you in hell. I always feel like they should tack on a part where you go, I'll see you in hell, because I'll be viewing
through
a porthole, much like they have at the Marine Land, where I'll be looking at you from my comfortable, air-conditioned heaven and seeing you in hell, but not actually being
not actually
in hell.
Visiting. We'll visit. Visiting.
I won't be there.
I'll be visiting.
I won't be there. You'll be there first, and then I'll blow through.
And I'll see you. I just won't be there. I'll just see you.
Because see you in hell is like... Well, you're going to be in hell waiting for me? Like, you're going to be crushing rocks and being hit with a pitchfork waiting for me to come down to hell?
Be fair. Actually, you're the only person I've ever heard use that kind of phrase.
Hey, they used to use it in Westerns all the time.
That's true.
They use that in Canada? See you in hell. Mm-hmm. They do? They have hell in Canada.
Yes.
All right.
Catholic.
All right, good.
Yeah. Very evolved notion of hell.
See, it keeps them in line over there. I like mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
All right, let's, what are we going? Let's go, Drew. What do we got here? Yo, let me say this. The girl next door. Don't worry about Hellboy. That's a different crowd. And by the way, you go see that movie, and then you go see The Girl Next Door, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you're selling pizza, and this is a Thai food restaurant that opened next door, not another pizza joint.
Right.
You see what I mean?
That's right.
Friday,
you're not competing.
Friday, we eat Thai
not
food.
Competing.
Saturday, we eat Italian.
Well, you can do both. You can do both.
You can do both. We're going to do everything.
We're going to do everything.
Okay.
I like that idea.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
No, that's not one.
Oh, it isn't?
We got to take the Alicia calls.
All right. Amy?
Oh, we don't have time.
Yeah, hi.
Okay. Who says? Yeah, you're 25. You saw the movie tonight?
Yes, I did. I went to the Chinese theater.
Oh, really?
Tonight
was there? I have to say, that was so good.
You liked the movie.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, not to be rude, but I kind of had a prejudgment on it that it'd be a little cheesy, a little stupid, but my girlfriend and I loved it. So.
Oh, I'm really glad that you called in, because I figured, and a lot of people are feeling the same way as you. I mean, it's an obvious kind of emotion to feel off of the previews and such.
Exactly. Whoever the writer was put everything together so well, or the director.
Yeah, and we also...
Girl Next Door, how does that work, you know?
No, exactly. And then also after actually getting this first script, we kind of, the characters, the actors went over the dialogue too, so it had a lot of rewrites.
Yeah, they tweaked it. They made it their own.
We finessed it.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say congratulations. I got the ticket from my boss today, and so...
Cool.
Very excited. I gotta go.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Hi there, baby. No,
that was
good
nice.
Wow, a rare piece of praise being heaped on a guest.
I
here.
Liked her.
I too.
Quiet down over
got
there.
Got a minute girl. Left.
She's... Why do we need to talk to someone else who loves Alicia? What about me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone want to know what
don't
I
encourage
did today?
I know. I'm encouraging
know what
it.
I'm feeling like it's always guess this and guess that, huh? What about the Ace Man? He's got feelings.
Oh yeah, he does. Yeah.
Don't cry.
I'm okay. Let's talk to Lydia.
Hello.
Lydia?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yes.
You're straight, but you're aroused by lesbian porn.
Very often.
Very often.
Wow. That's a natural thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that natural thing to have a, you know, bunker filled with lesbian porn and to masturbate feverishly to lesbian porn.
But to find that even more arousing than,
be arousing
than heterosexual.
Yeah. Alicia.
Yeah, and I've talked to women who said the reason for that is that there's more sort of tenderness in the interaction, and that's arousing.
Yeah, especially and when they're whizzing on each other.
Yeah, but the males are just...
Oh, my God.
It's completely...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You want to...
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. But yeah. Women are much more pliable that way.
Well, the male in the porn stuff is sort of leaving out the whole intimate experience. It's just left out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
When they're two women, that sort of brought back in again a little bit of sort of a tenderness there that women find arousing.
Alicia, you're not lesbian, are you?
No.
No, but you can appreciate an attractive woman.
Yeah. I can tell that, yeah.
Just be careful.
Tell the difference.
You don't have to answer this question tonight.
No. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just saying...
Oh. Yeah, sure you're not. No. Right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, women are more fluid that way.
That's true.
Whereas guys, we don't go for that.
No.
It's gross to us.
Yeah.
Yes?
But is it?
No, not the lesbians, the gay.
No, yeah. We like the ladies. Oh, yes, Drew, passionate man.
Very passionate.
And me too, although my passion runs through Drew like a conduit and into whoever he's with. Yeah.
That's weird.
I channel your passion. That
is
weird.
Very weird.
I channel your passion.
You're my passion
psychic
flume.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Alicia Cuthbert has to go because she's way too big.
You can stay for one
for
more segment.
Show.
One more segment.
She's stay for one more segment.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, one
are
more
cool.
segment. We're cool. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Alicia Cuthbert is here tonight. She is the girl next door. She's also on 24. She's only supposed to stay the first hour, but we always do that thing at the very end where we go, can you stay in our segment? And they go, we go, thanks a lot. And we go to break.
Well, it's a little more manipulative than that. It's like, we haven't had a chance to say goodbye yet.
Yeah, I know.
just get through the commercial. We'll say goodbye
to
the next segment.
Say goodbye, really.
Yeah.
We had a whole first hour.
Yeah.
But listen, I'll tell you something. This Alicia, she's like a wonderful goblet of wine that you just can't put down.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Intoxicating. Yeah. Alicia's okay with me, too. She doesn't... You're not... you think I'm fine, right?
I think you're great.
I mean...
Yeah, not fine, Adam.
He's a manipulator.
Very manipulative.
No, but I don't mean fine.
Right,
I mean,
yeah,
like,
you might have
enough,
met that,
good
though.
Enough.
She didn't know.
No, I'm saying...
You're okay.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
You have a boyfriend. I'm married, but, you know, if you were single and I was single, we'd go out on a date, yeah?
Yeah, oh. She's like old guys, the thing.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
I am
an old guy, but I move like a cat, baby.
She kind of had it for Stryker.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He really wants to have pancakes with
man.
Him.
Oh, he does.
Wow. You know, I used to just tolerate
he's
that
a little
kid.
More risky.
Yeah. To have pancakes with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. It really
Sorry.
Breaks my heart.
That doesn't mean anything about you, though.
No. Yeah, it does.
Go ahead and call in Stryker. Go ahead.
It does.
We're Stryker.
All right, we got to say bye to Alicia.
No.
Okay, baby.
Dude, it would be weird if she were attracted to guys our age. That's a disturbed person.
No, that's not an age thing. Oh, it is. It's an age thing. No, it's not
it's an unhealthy
thing.
No,
well, look. No, hold on a second. There are plenty of guys who had their... I don't know why.
You want to believe this. You're going to fight it out.
No. What do you mean? I'm making it worse for me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, jackass. Yeah. I'm making it bad for me. I am saying...
You're saying it's not the age. It's you're just not...
There are plenty of 39-year-old guys...
Who would be, okay.
...that Alicia would be interested in if they were... Well, not tons, but if they had the right look. Yeah.
No. Mm.
No,
see,
I...
She's healthier than that.
No,
yeah. Yeah, she's into her peers.
Would you
That's
go out,
an age-appropriate impulse.
Would you go out with a 39-year-old guy?
No.
No.
Yeah, but you go out with, like, George Clooney, and he's, like, 43.
No.
See?
He's asked. Ah, that means he's asked.
What do you mean he's...
He's
that doesn't
asked,
mean
yeah.
he's... I've yeah. never met him in my life.
Uh-huh. That's what I would say. That's what I would say. Yeah, if I spurned his advances,
Girl Next Door.
That's what I would. That's
why
I would
she
say.
Stayed. Promote the movie.
That's what I would.
Give
say.
Her another promotion.
Good answer.
Hey, for those of you that are 17 years of age or older, get on the air tonight. You will get two tickets to see the film Girl Next Door when it opens on April 9th.
Yeah, this breaks my heart, by the way, because I thought as a guy, and a successful,
that you're good at all women.
No, you've crossed over.
Oh, have I?
Yeah, that happens about 36, 37. It's all over.
But there's some women out there that are into that.
Yeah, no, but it's disturbed women is the point. You should be. You should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You should be. If somebody is into you, you should wonder what's wrong with them. Quite literally, yes.
Even if they're my age?
No, your own age. Divorced three times. That'd be all right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Honestly, that's what you call a deflated sigh.
Yeah.
You should be happy Alicia is a healthy young woman. She's healthy.
Thank you.
Let's play a record. She's must be behind.
Emotionally healthy, see?
Kurt Cobain died 10 years ago.
Yeah,
this
let's
week.
Talk about
let's,
that.
Let's, yeah. Focus let's on play that. Nirvana Super Set. Let's play
it
all.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Let's play all three Nirvana records. Okay.
Starting now.
Morgan?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes, and I'm having anal sex with my boyfriend, mm-hmm. and although it doesn't hurt, I'm still wondering if it could be, like, doing damage to my insides.
Meaning your soul?
No.
The spirit?
What do you got in there, Drew, to damage?
Well, you have something called the rectum.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tear things, and you can cause disruption of the muscle, the sphincter function. You cause hemorrhoids and fistulas and
but wouldn't that
abscesses.
Be hurting?
And, yeah, usually, but not necessarily so. It's something that it's a part of your body that starts having trouble in the 7th and 8th decade of life anyway.
That
and
does.
You may be helping things along a bit with all this.
Mm,
so
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I also
hey, Mark, hold on. How old is he?
He's 16 also.
Wow.
He's not 39, Adam. He's not.
No.
He's got, even Morgan
he's got
doesn't the, like
the
older
guy. He's got
the
penis of a 39-year-old, though. By the way, getting into the anal at 16, where do you go? You know what I mean? Like, when I was 16, I had nowhere to go but up. I don't mean up the poop chute. I just mean up. Thanks, baby.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible talk. But we're in what you call safe harbor, so screw the FCC. What I'm saying is I had nowhere to go but up. You know, I had nothing. It was all.
You're on the bottom. I mean, at your bottom.
Everything would have been...
Suddenly everything has double entendre.
All I'm saying is everything was a new and exciting sexual time for me.
Yes, there's nowhere
so
to go.
We're all maxed out already?
Yes, you at 16 are maxed out.
At 16,
out. Thank you.
When you're engaging in anal sex, you're maxed out.
It's like getting a Jag at like 15.
That's right.
Where do you go?
Where are you going?
I'm not Ferrari?
Where are you going? Step down, you get a Lexus. It's a big letdown at 18. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the Land Cruiser doesn't make it anymore.
That's right. Oh. All right, Morgan.
So, well, there you go.
I also
good
have
times.
A really quick question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Morgan.
All right, so if I'm on antidepressant and I'm having trouble sleeping, like I have too much energy, would it be better for me to take it in the morning or at night?
Well, obviously in the morning if part of the problem is sleeplessness. But which one are you on? Effexor?
Lexapro. Because it's actually for anxiety, but...
Well, Lexapro is a real good antidepressant. It's a mild one. Doesn't usually cause a lot of stimulation like that, and it makes me worry that you might be moving towards something called bipolarity or hypomania. So you need to talk to your doctor. You may need a mood stabilizer in addition to the Lexapro.
Okay.
So it may not be the wakefulness and the anxiety. It may be actually getting into sort of a mood instability.
And if she's able to have anal sex at 16, this medication is working on her anxiety.
Yeah,
you know
or
saying?
Making her manic, like I said, because manics will do all kinds of things.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a party with some of them.
Well, it was never anxiety about, like, social anxiety. It was always about school.
School.
Yeah, what's your ethnicity?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. So it's a good medicine. Be careful. You know, there's a lot of controversy. One of the things that we think we're seeing right now, by the way, and this is sort of... not something that's in good medical literature, but I've heard psychiatrists speculate about this, that using antidepressants in people before the cement is dry in their brain, that use it in adolescents, like this 16-year-old Morgan, may actually be the reason we're seeing so much increase in bipolarity. May I be causing manic depression in adulthood.
So, what's is adolescence like a 9 to 18? Or 9 to...
No, it's really...
16?
It's 12 to 20, basically. It's,
Yeah.
It's defined different ways by different people.
Yeah.
So there's early, middle, and late adolescence.
So we're feeding people too many drugs early.
Possibly.
And that may be disrupting the delicate chemistry up there, which is causing these manic mania stuff later on in life.
So the question is, are we just identifying more bipolar illness in this country because there's a greater awareness of it and better diagnostic skills, or are we actually creating more of it by treating so many adolescents with antidepressants?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting question.
Yeah, interesting for you, not for any of our listeners.
Yeah, go back to your anal talk. That was much more interesting.
Yeah. All right.
You take the Alicia question.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're going to start doing Adam's Anal Corner on Wednesdays. I think.
Quarter.
Haha, you said corner.
Sound like corner, huh? All right, let's keep moving here. Is this who?
No, go to one.
Do you want to go to one?
You stay in Adam's Corner.
Lacey?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, I have a question.
All right.
Okay, my question is, can a guy get off when his partner sticks their finger up the guy's rectum?
No.
No?
You mean, can he get off like in a sort of milking way or in a...
like, would he have an orgasm just from that stimulation?
Yeah, that.
No. No?
No? So it's not true?
And most men don't like that. And by most, I mean most. Significant majority do not like that.
Yeah.
So take your cosmos and take your cosmos and burn them. Even Adam's corner, he doesn't like it.
No, but I got to tell you, it depends whose hand that finger's attached to.
Yeah, because some people you'd let do anything. Yeah. Mm.
No, in your case, I'm just saying, if there's like a huge, like we were talking about Julia Roberts earlier, like if she like was begging me, like, can I put my index finger in your cuticus? I'd be like. Okay.
Yeah, but that'd be
I'll be down with that.
That'd be just supplication, basically. That would not be.
Yeah, well, whatever. Be nice the next day. Like, be like, hey, guess whose finger is in my butt? Nope, guess again. And no one take people like 8 or 9 guesses before they got to Julia Roberts. I would let her do that. But I'm just saying.
I can name that finger.
No,
12 guesses.
No fair smelling the finger. Oh, no, wait, I wouldn't have it.
No.
Oh, maybe it broke off.
I'm trying so hard to stay calm.
All right, we're going to focus now. We're going to focus. Did you see that movie Road Trip? Is that what this is about?
I was just going to say that.
I watched it from that, and then I heard
it's all bad ideas.
No, because look, every time a guy got a rectal exam, he would also give a semen sample.
And not only that, guys are not bashful about what it is they want and need.
If we're into it, we'd do it.
Listen, yeah, they will tell you exactly what the wheelhouse is for them, and that's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So if he wants to do it, do it. But if,
you will never meet a guy. There is no human male walking the earth who was talking to his buddies about what his girlfriend did to him the night before by acting upon things she read in Cosmo or Red Book.
Right.
There's no guy going, Stu, you'd never believe what she did to me. It was in Cosmo. It's like, no, never, ever, ever.
No, and listen, here's the other thing. It's not about what they do to us. It's about what they let us do to them, sadly. Right. I mean, that's the way it is with guys. Yeah. Guys like, what happened? Well, so-and-so finally let me do whatever. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, there's a gave me in there, sprinkled in. But in general, we're not really looking. We're looking to let us do stuff to you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we don't mean that in a bad way. But don't worry.
Right.
You don't have to impress us. You don't have to dance.
Listen, I've just said that. Just be there.
Just show up.
Hey, show up.
Be a good thing.
A little enthusiasm.
Little muster a little false enthusiasm.
Any kind of enthusiasm.
That's right.
And that's it.
That's right. Act like you don't mind what we're about to do to you.
No, that's adequate. That's adequate. But it's superior just a little bit of actual appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah get into it. Yeah. Pretend like you're into it.
Yeah, whatever.
Or be into it.
Yeah, whichever.
And by the way, for the record, as long as I can't tell, I don't care. You know what I mean? Fake an orgasm.
Pretend. I was just gonna say.
I'll tell you. I think it's good, and I don't know. I'm not gonna put the guests in a bad spot. But if you orgasm,
you haven't done anything like that so far tonight. You're in a bad spot.
No, I have not. No, quiet down. If you fake an orgasm, I would suggest holding one back every about 9th to 12th orgasm. And here's what I'm saying. So, if you're faking orgasms with your boyfriend or husband, and once every few weeks don't have an orgasm, he'll never catch on.
See, that if, you're faking.
Yeah. If you,
also, it gives you an out to start to slow it down and switch over to the real thing.
Yeah.
You started going, I don't understand now. I had trouble once in a while, but now I seem to have trouble all the time.
Yeah, it does give you an out eventually when you do want to stop faking and have this conversation with him that usually is going to involve oral sex on his part. But what I'm saying is if you have like 1,000 orgasms in a row, eventually he's going to think maybe you're fake one. Every once in a while, you just go, man, I don't know. It just wasn't happening today.
girls, I just need, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. I'm fine, don't need one.
I'm fine. Yeah, well, I saw like Marathon Man on TNT and the whole dentist scene freaked me out. Or
no, you're thinking, you're thinking like a male again.
Yeah.
The girl, a woman will just sometimes say, no. Don't spoil.
That's not having an orgasm. That's not wanting an orgasm.
All right,
needing an orgasm.
Right,
I'm saying you got to let him know once in a while it wasn't happening.
Yeah, got it.
See?
Yeah.
That's good advice, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
right? Okay.
I hear you.
All right. Do you?
I hear you.
Okay. Jasmine?
Yeah.
Drew, do you think she hears me?
She said so.
Okay. Jasmine?
Right now. Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
Have a question for Alicia?
Yeah, I want to know how many movies you've done that, like, people in America or anywhere would know about. Like, what their names are.
Probably 4 in total. There was a TV movie on Lifetime I did a long time ago. It wasn't called Lucky Girl. I'm trying to think what they changed it to. But Old School, Love Actually.
Yes.
And this one, The Girl Next Door.
So 3 and a
My
half.
Daughter's Secret Life, that's what it was called. It was on Lifetime.
What were you doing? You were junkie or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, addicted to gambling and then...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gambling.
14-year-old girl addicted to gambling.
No, it wasn't that long ago. I was like 18, maybe.
You're 18, but how old were you playing? Playing 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't get snotty about it. I was just curious. Yeah,
she gets involved with like a loan shark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Dangerous.
And then any prostitution?
No, but she gets in some weird situations.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, we do have a huge gambling problem amongst attractive blondes.
19-year-olds, especially.
19-year-old
15 to 19.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. And how long's Lifetime been around?
A while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's always weird. You know, whenever you look at those cable breakdowns, like once in a while you flip to the back of the newspaper and it says like the biggest cable stations. You know, you think cable, you always think like MTV and you think, I don't know.
HBO.
Yeah, HBO and maybe it's a Comedy Central in there somewhere. Those things are always way down. It's always something like Lifetime or C-SPAN or History Channel or something you wouldn't think.
Discovery.
Discovery. TLC.
Discovery Kids or something. Mm-hmm. Like MTV's like, I don't know, 19. Mm-hmm. So you think of it as in the top 5. It's not in the top 20.
Right.
All right. Not funny, but informative. Colin?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey, you're 16. What's up?
Are you excited to play Death on the Family Guy?
Yes, I am. The Family Guy, which is one of our favorite animated series, is coming back.
But not nearly as excited as I am to play anything.
I told my dear, 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 dear friend, Seth MacFarlane, who writes and does
call
all the voices and created the show.
I will not let this slip away.
That and maybe on Fox, possibly right around the time 24 is
cool.
On.
But yeah. No, I got it. My kids love that show.
Yeah.
Me too. I like it.
Family Guy?
I like the baby.
Yeah.
And the dog.
What the deuce?
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, so, you know, they're going to be doing 30 more episodes, and hopefully I'll get to come back as
I could be Brian's doctor. Brian going to the doctor a lot.
All right.
He's an alcoholic. I could treat Brian. Script.
Yeah. Can
all
help
right,
him.
Colin, yes. Good times.
Yeah, all right.
All right, and, you know, the Family Guy's kind of like 24 in the sense, except for the Family Guy that actually yanked, but once in a while there's a good story. Well, TV is usually bad.
I thought you said you didn't watch 24, though.
No, I never.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
But we're comparing.
I'm too old to watch it, okay?
Aww. Yeah. That's true. No, I'm kidding. Watch it's not.
I watch Lawrence Welk on a 3/4-inch reel-to-reel. It's a huge old reel. Like I got some old Guy Lombardo and stuff. I watch huge. And not only can I not watch new shows, I can't avail myself of any of the new technology.
Of course,
I have to watch old. Like I have like Elvis's video recorder.
Yeah.
Like back from the 70s. Like, one Bob Crane used to take porn in.
Yeah.
With okay, but here's the thing. 24, it was one of these shows that started. Nobody watched, but everyone said what a great show it was.
Yeah.
And it was it got such great critical acclaim.
That they gave it a chance to pick up an audience.
It did, yeah. And it's been slowly picking up steam, but just based on being a very good show, based on what I hear. And I have a lot of people that I respect that are really into the show.
Which is a rare move on television's part. Family Guy being the usual case, which everyone thought was a great show. They didn't give a chance to build.
Right, but now the Family Guy is coming back because
of rarer.
The sales of DVDs and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of
better
nice.
Than the drop-off, though. Like, big off the top, and then all of a sudden fades out.
Right.
It's a nice gradual...
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Well, it's organic.
It's real, exactly.
Yeah, it's not some publicist that hyped everything
up
and bought a bunch of billboard space.
Sure.
It's an organic, legitimate... It's not a fake orgasm.
Hmm.
You know
there
what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not some hooker wants you to get off her. See what I'm saying?
You get a little cathartic at him. Relax. Relax. That's all right.
I didn't say Vietnamese, did I? No?
Vietnamese.
Okay. Let's keep moving forward then.
I think you said Thai, but...
Thai? Yeah. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
You're addicted to Oxycontin and Vicodin?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Good times?
Well, I was in a couple car accidents. The first one was probably about 2 years ago.
Okay, but you're addicted, so what do you want to do about it?
Basically, what I'm trying to do is I weaned myself down quite a bit.
No, I know, but that's not how you, that's not going to happen.
I know, and that's what I wanted to ask you, basically. That's been my problem.
No, you've got to get treatment. Matt, first of all, getting off the drug, getting detoxed, taking you off it is the
toughest
easiest
part.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
Most difficult.
It's uncomfortable. It's about 5 to 7 days. Any addiction medicine program can get you through it. It's not a big deal at all. And then the hard part, though, is staying off opiates once you've had that sort of switch thrown in your brain. And that is a chronic, long-term proposition. You've got to really get with an intensive program and stay with it. You have to go into a hospital for a while. Mm-hmm. Because if you're outside of a or sober living, if you're outside of a structured environment, you will go back to using the drugs. It permanently changes the motivational systems of your brain in a non-conscious, very visceral drive center of the brain and makes it very difficult to... It distorts everything. Your thinking, your feeling, you know, what do you think is important, and it will get you back to the drugs again, always.
All right.
I do know that, actually. Yeah, it's been some time. I've actually been on and off a couple times.
Yeah, you can't stay off unless you've been treated. That's
all
just the way it works.
Get yourself some help there, man.
Go to the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic. It's very good. You're up in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah.
Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic. I actually go to school at State over there. So.
Perfect. Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic. Check it out.
Yeah.
Be careful if they put you on buprenorphine or methadone. Just go for the taper.
Yeah,
Don't go on any maintenance, all
yeah.
right?
Yeah. He doesn't sound like he's
he doesn't need to
deep
be
enough
that.
Into it
no,
for that.
No, no, no.
Drew has patients take 100 Vicodin a day, yes?
Yeah. I'd want to take 100 a day who went instantly and suddenly permanently deaf.
Mm.
Both ears. Pow, just lost everything.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Which is now they've recorded the Vicodin causing hearing problems.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good times.
Alicia, don't go down that road, girl.
I'm not, nope.
You're in Hollywood
Only
now.
Crack.
They're becoming successful. a lot of people waving a lot of drugs in front of you. Wanting to party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to say no.
Yeah.
Little booze is cool.
Oh, is it?
She's Irish-Scottish.
Yeah, I'm Irish. I like the Guinness.
Canada. All right, you drink, you have a little booze. Once in a while, you wash down a downer with some booze, like if you got to travel or something like that. I mean, that's cool. Doesn't mean you have a problem. And if you need a couple glasses, maybe 4 or 5 to unwind after a nightly radio show, that puts a lot of stress in it. That's within reason. I think you're an adult. You're male.
It's going to be tough when it comes time for you to be treated. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to do it. The boundary problems are too intense.
Oh, come on, buddy.
I'm going to send you up to somebody else.
All right. Didn't you look at my penis that one time?
Yeah.
All right.
And your point?
Well,
what? When was this?
This was about 4 years ago.
Was that long ago?
4 years ago, Drew.
I was waiting for you to say, a couple
last
nights ago.
Yeah. Well, there was, but that was not in
not
the professional
socially.
Setting. Yeah.
Yeah.
May I ask
socially.
Why?
Yeah. The
glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked. Let me address that.
Right now.
Drew oftentimes says on the show that young people living in an urban area, 50% at least, have the wart virus, the HPV wart virus, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. I was explaining to him that I did not have the wart virus. He was explaining to me that I probably did. I just didn't know about it. And somehow guys can harbor this and not actually it doesn't manifest itself
as a wart necessarily.
Right. So
really.
So we had a little bet, $100 bet. We're going to do it on the air.
I went across the street.
I was going to pull out my ding-a-ling.
Yeah. Well, we had to do a little procedure on a ding-a-ling, if you don't recall.
We had to dump acetic acid on it.
And then shine this, what's called a woods light on it.
It's a purple light. Yeah. I'd probably use it.
Like a black light.
Like a black light, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. I use one.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I travel.
And when you trip,
too. You check
too.
The beds
travel
in the hotel rooms?
Yeah. So I can see a pentagram drawn in semen on my sheet at the Red Roof Inn. Oh, yes. Some guys can do that.
So did you or did you not?
We have a tape of this, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, Anderson's not around.
Here, yeah.
There was nothing.
There was some suspicious stuff.
What?
No.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Suspicious stuff.
Oh, yes, please. Let me say this. First off, how dare you? In your Hippocratic oath. Here's all you need to know. Drew is the cheapest son of a bitch in the United States. He is super cheap, and he paid me the $100. And he would not have paid me the $100
if it were obvious.
If there was something on the peccaroo.
Right.
He had a stunt penis on that night, though.
It was beautiful.
It was pristine stunt penis.
It's got that new penis smell. It's amazing. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very sad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, it's an old penis, so you'll never see it. All right. But true, it looks new, right?
And I'm okay with that.
All right.
Not seeing it, that is.
All right.
Yeah, she's okay with that.
It looks new, though, right?
Pristine. That's why it wasn't. I knew
like
it wasn't yours.
It's an 18-year-old penis.
Stunt.
I have the penis of Dorian Gray in my underpants.
Yeah, it's going to turn to dust one of these days.
Thank you. All right. That's it with Alicia.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
She finally gets to leave. And I want to tell everyone to go see That Girl Next Door. I saw it. I enjoyed it. Oh, I got to talk to Alicia about the last 10 seconds of it that I think I missed.
You only missed 10 seconds?
I don't want to say, I don't want to give anything away on the air, so we'll just talk off the air very quickly.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
All right, so Alicia.
I was like, okay.
You actually are in the neighborhood, so you should come by periodically.
I will.
Yeah, stop by, give a 24 plug.
Remember how we divined what is bogus and what is not?
I don't know.
I will.
Right now, I'm...
All right, baby doll. Listen, you come back, you plug.
All right.
All right, good times.
Good times.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Alicia Cuthbert has left the building. There's going to be...
Sploozers.
Sploozers. That's Spaz meets Loser. Whenever their hot chick comes on to the show, especially if she was in FHM or one of these...
Maxim
or one of these guy magazines, there's always the sploozers, as I like to call them again. You take the word spaz, you connect it with the word loser.
You got spaz on my loser.
You got loser on my spaz. Sploozer. Now, let me explain the sploozer. They're all waiting out front. They're gonna get their Maxim sign.
Yeah.
Here's the build. White guy. You don't see too many. There's no Japanese sploozers.
No.
Maybe in Japan.
I don't think African American either.
No, they don't. It doesn't. It's pretty much exclusively white guys.
Yeah.
White guys. Got a couple extra pounds on them. Usually, but not morbidly obese.
I just think of the guy that's the comic book store owner
from the
Simpsons.
Yeah, that's here's one of the calling cards of the sploozer is bad tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy, by the way, who could spend the $32 at the Foot Locker for the Nikes that are on sale, but instead saves $4 and gets the $26 Avia ones with the double hook and loop strap that pull over so they look like nurses' shoes, and then wears those with the sock pulled up high.
Yeah.
Going about mid-calf there.
Velcro.
Yeah, Velcro. Someone's got to explain tennis shoes to people, which is $3. Believe me, you're going to forget about that. You're going to forget about that the first time when your buddy makes fun of you out on the basketball court. Yeah, that's that weird sort of off-white nurse shoe that has a sole that comes up in the back and in the front, and then it's just the two big Velcro straps. on the top, and it's some sign that you've never seen before on the side of the shoe.
Yeah.
It's some sort of perforated thing that looks like a sperm or something.
Right, right.
Sperm
a tree.
Cell. Yeah. So always bad. Yeah, that's Spoozer. T-shirt, gut, bad facial hair. Not quite a mullet, but the makings of a mullet.
Something with the hair.
He could go mullet momentarily.
Ponytail.
He could make a mullet move in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If it's a situation where you need a quick mullet, he could do that.
Yeah, move to mullet, yeah.
He could make that move to mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a guy like you, Drew, it would take years for you to get to mullet.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Maybe I would make it.
Right. You might die before you got to mullet. Not these guys. And they're enthusiastic, and they get the stuff signed. And then it's unclear what they do with it. They go
catalog
home.
It.
There's some cataloging.
Collecting. eBay.
There's a combination, by the way. There's definitely a bizarre masturbatorial side.
Ritualistically, yes.
Yeah, these guys aren't fighting off. No, they go home. There's candles lit. There's a picture of Alicia. They talk to it. What? You like my shoes with the double Velcro strap? You think they're hot? You know, there's a little of that going on. But then there's this sort of entrepreneurial spirit to these guys, too. Not the kind where you make any money, not mm-hmm. enough to move out of your mom's house. But there's that kind of, I'm going to sign this. It'll be on eBay. I only paid $4.95 for the Maximum. It's eight today. This time next year, it could be up to $9.50, $9.75. There is the entrepreneurial spirit.
You never know.
All right. Be an angry mob of these guys waiting for me like Frankenstein's land. Look at villagers. All right. And
torches out in front of the studio.
Let me tell you this about the Spoozer. The Spoozer has a sense of humor. Not a great sense of humor, but enough to leave me alone when I go to my car. They understand they're Spoozers. Mm-hmm. They understand it. Mm-hmm. Ain't no big deal.
Hmm? They have a mission.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't get in the way of their mission.
Yeah. They want to get their S sign.
Yeah.
Karina?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I know you've been on hold for 106 minutes. I just had to chronicle the plight of the Spoozer. It's one of the great operas.
What's up, Karina?
What?
What's going on?
Well, I have this really weird obsession with typing, and I don't know.
You mean like typewriter typing?
Like,
computer?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is the nature of the obsession?
What do you mean?
Explain it. What do you mean?
Well, it's really weird. I don't know. I can't stop doing it.
Okay. Thank you for shedding light on that.
Yeah.
Do you, how many words a minute can you type?
Like about 50.
Are you typing words?
Yeah.
What are you typing letters?
Yeah, just anything.
All right. Well, why don't you get a gig doing, stenography or something? I mean, you know, once you turn lemons into lemonade.
Medical transcriptionist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, what do you want from us?
What do you want?
What do I want?
All right. Let me tell you something about Karina. On hold for how long, Drew?
106 minutes, 52 seconds.
106 minutes. Talk to her for a minute, 19 seconds. Not a good ratio, by the way. And here's the ratio you want, kids. You want to be on hold for like 2 minutes and have me talk to you for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
This is not that.
Well, let's see if we can get... Maybe she just was too tired from having been on hold. So let's give her one quick break. To Karina.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Why'd you call the show?
I want to know, like, why. I mean, like, whenever I'm not doing it, I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay. You may be an obsessive compulsive person, and that may need treatment.
Yes.
And sometimes people find repetitive kinds of actions soothing because they can kind of move into an altered state and kind of go into a little dreamlike state. It's what people get into with why they get into computer porn. They can kind of be transported by that kind of altered state of sensorium that they're in when they're just staring at the screen and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And typing can be kind of like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an obsessive-compulsive person, whatever reason, it's sort of become part of that obsessive-compulsive syndrome for you.
You could, you could do worse than typing.
Yeah, being obsessive-compulsive can be very productive in our society. It's sort of rewarded. And so if you look and channel it and be, as Adam was saying, become a transcriptionist or something, you may enjoy it. It may have a way of channeling all that energy and do something worthwhile.
Most super effective highly successful people have some sort of disorder.
Yes,
that
most
does
certain,
not,
yes.
really doesn't let them rest.
That's
and
right.
they're sort of tortured. So it's like, even though they've got all the money in the world, they have to go out on tour another mm-hmm. time, mm-hmm. even though they're in their 50s kind mm-hmm. of thing. You know, it's like it's just this, they're driven. And sane people, when they got enough money in the bank, stay home.
Yeah.
And do what they want to do.
That's right.
So she can turn this into something positive.
Potentially. It's suspicious. Be yeah. careful. You might need to get evaluated.
Speaking of suspicious.
If you're doing other stuff like pulling your hair out and your eyelashes yeah. on, that kind of thing, watch out. Suspicious, Adam.
Speaking of suspicious, what's with the Louis Vuitton?
This is my wife got me this, and it's fake. It's not real.
A wallet and the hot pink pager
oh, right,
here.
Isn't it? That is.
What is up? I mean, look, if I saw this mess on the yeah. table, I'd think a hooker must have been killed here. This is a crime scene. Yeah, well, let's see. She drove BMW. I guess red was her color, probably same color of her lipstick. And I don't know why she was carrying a wallet when she was clearly a woman.
Here's the deal. It takes a man of exquisite passion and great masculinity to be able to mm-hmm. to carry these kind of accoutrements.
I guess so. Yeah.
And here's the deal. Thank you for pointing out. It does look very suspicious.
Yeah, and by the way, what happens if you get into an accident and the guy, you know, paramedics have to come in and start looking for ID because you're unconscious, and they pull out this wallet, and they're like, Dr. Drew's gay. Hey, Bert, come here.
It looks it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, I'm a kindred spirit. I like to share with my brethren. That my wife bought this.
Black guy could get away with
it. I got this literally because they didn't have the black ones. That's
the
all
pager.
They had. That's all
the
they pager. Had. I thought, all right, red, I can see it better. Whatever.
What's your wife thinking with giving you a Louis Vuitton?
Because she
wallet.
And her buddies buy fake stuff all the time. They buy fake purses and they think it's the coolest thing ever. And she gave me this for Christmas or birthday or something.
All right.
And it works. It's good.
Yeah.
Functions. You'd lightweight too. You just, if something works, you just say, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
No, not that. I would do something. You know that. You know, and this thing could aid from a nice piece of duct tape just right around it. That you could man that thing up.
All right.
Little duct tape. Maybe I'll hit it with some primer.
Oh yeah.
We'll put a little Bondo on it.
It would look
like
good.
An El Camino.
Yeah, good times. All right,
but put some duct tape on there, Drew. I don't want to be seen with you with that. Mark.
Hello.
22.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Well, just before I say anything else, I just wanted to tell both of you that I've been listening to your show for like years, and I really love it. And and Adam, I've watched new episodes without you and Jimmy on the Man Show, and they just totally blow.
Is it still in production? Are they going to do it again? Or
hold on, let me say something for a second. By the way,
what? Oh, the
I was just thinking about that that ass rag Entertainment Weekly or whatever it is that. Did that lovely review of the new Man Show, saying how much better it was than the old Man Show, and heaping praise on the new Man Show. And all I want, and I don't want to go off on a self-referential jag for too long, but please, people, when you read stuff, understand that most of the people that are writing these things are hacks who oftentimes have a axe to grind.
Sorry, our political motive.
Yeah, you
sometimes.
Think people that write articles are just reporters. You think they're just gathering information and then just, well, just type it out, I'll gather it, I'll put it on the page, and people can read it. No, they have angles and axes, and they're like sports fans. You know, they got their team, and they got the team. You know, hey, if you're a Mets fan, you hate the Yankees. So don't think you're reading a column and it's just some guy who's just some bipartisan third observer to a situation. It's not that way. And like, yeah, the new Man Show. The new Man Show. It's like, oh, this is a great show. Yeah, really? Really? Well, why hasn't it come back?
Well, that's it. It's out.
Done. Yeah, it's not coming back. Yeah. Oh, what a shock. What a shock. There's nothing against the guys who did it. You know, Joe and Doug. They're just actors for hire. But it's more... It's that Entertainment Weekly saying Comedy Central performed a corollaectomy. Yeah. Them begging me to come back on the show. Drew's friend, Lauren Correo. Yes, Drew?
Yes.
Executive over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Went out to four lunches with her while she begged me to do another season, offered me $50,000 an episode. Yeah. Said no. Corollaectomy? Yeah. And by the way, you pussies over at Entertainment Weekly, you cowards, you saying how much you love the new show, obviously just because you got an axe to grind with me and Jimmy. Jimmy's ill-fated trip into a late night. Well, he got renewed for another season. It's just stop being assholes. Just write the stupid story and go back to your crappy apartments and blow your boyfriends, would you? Just reporting the truth, for Christ's sake. And by the way, how can you love the new man show and not say anything about the guys who created the entire format, including the theme song? He's like, you hate the guys who created the show? The Juggy Dancers, the theme song, the entire format. Oh, you hate them. You love the new man show. Pussies. Cowards and pussies. Well, your beloved show is not coming back. Shocking. How could you be wrong? It was such a great piece of work. Idiots and a-holes.
No jag here, so that's good.
All right. Good. I'm just, you know what I mean? Just write the goddamn story the way it is.
Angry.
Corollectomy. I honked a loogie.
You sure did. Oh, for God's sake.
I got excited. I honked up an oyster. But please, what are they talking
Chris
about?
Chris just vomited looking at you. Come on.
People got to read this goddamn thing and act like I got kicked out?
I know.
Please.
I'd be angry, too.
Yeah, and then other people, you know, Stone Stanley, they produced the show. Like, nobody did anything on that show but me and Jimmy, and most of that was Jimmy. I'm just being honest. We created that goddamn show. And our partner, Daniel. Got nothing to do with everyone is profiting off it now in Entertainment Weekly and all those other pussies. It's not coming back. What a shock! What a shock! Oh, you know why? Because they treated it like, well, we never did anything. We're just, the producers did all the work, so you get rid of the stars, you plug in two more stars. Magically, it doesn't work. Gee, wonder why. Maybe the guys who were just guns for hire, maybe they did a little more. Maybe it was their show. Idiots. Yeah, of course the show sucks now. The guys who created the show aren't doing the show. All right. Good times, though.
But
why doesn't everyone just listen to me, Drew? Shouldn't people just listen to me?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be easier?
In life.
Pussies. Entertainment Week. I wipe my ass with that rag. Who the hell looks at that crap anyway?
There you go.
Oh, you saw it. I mean, it's people point it out to me. They bring it to me. Ass rag. Entertainment Weekly. All right, where are we, Drew?
Taking a break.
Okay. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Man. So, next week, Ron Perlman will be in here. Hellboy. Paul Tracy, great race car driver, will be in here. Antonio Zapato Jr., I think, played a race car driver.
Oh, really?
In that Sylvester Stallone. Train wreck called Driven. Although I love that stuff.
More Survivor contestants coming up.
Oh, yeah. Colby will be in here. Pennywise coming in. The Darkness coming in. Tina Fey, very funny female comedian, head writer on Saturday Night Live. Also anchors the news desk.
Oh, yeah.
An attractive lady. Smart, Drew. Sure. I bet I won't be too old for her. She'll be in here the week after. All right. Here we go. What do you say, buddy?
There we go.
Mark?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah. Hey, I have another song or a theme song I worked out for Florida or Germany.
It's Germany or Florida.
Or Germany or Florida.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, check this out.
All right.
When effed up things happen on the globe, there's only two places in this whole wide world it can possibly be. It's either Germany or Florida. Is it Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida?
It'd be nice if you went, yeah, at the end.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, but I didn't want to push it.
It was all over the place. Let's try it one more time, and let's really pick it up now.
Get the pitch right. Watch the timing.
Watch the timing. All right, and I'll cue you. And two, three, and go.
When effed up things happen on the globe, there's only two places in this whole wide world it can possibly be. It's either Germany or Florida. Is it Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida?
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, we can edit. We'll tighten that up in post. We'll sweeten it up. Add the string section.
Was it okay, though?
Mark was great. It was great, Mark. And Mark,
I cried.
I don't know what you're doing for a living, but if it ain't singing, you are wasting you and everyone else's time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What are you doing? You working?
Yeah, I'm working.
Where are you working?
Well, I have two jobs, actually. I work at Marie Callender's.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's around pie.
Yeah.
I'll do that for free.
And I also work at a school, junior college, actually.
No.
Right now.
All right, buddy. You should be singing. Huh. Let me see what bass is. When things happen all around the world, well, chances are it's either in Germany or Florida. I said Germany or Florida. Now I'm working at a pie place, got in season peach. Then I'm heading to the junior college, which, by the way, ain't in Germany or Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was about the same as it.
It almost had a recognizable tune, though, that he was singing. What was it from?
Crap.
From Crap?
You recognize Crap?
Crap the musical?
Crap the musical.
Okay.
No, that that blew chunks.
Yeah.
But listen, God bless Mark.
Yeah, for putting it out there.
He is the backbone of the show. Mark and the huge chunk of cash they give me are the reason I come in every night.
And you got to see Alicia tonight. That was good for you.
Yeah.
Alicia.
Yeah, and here's the whole thing about Alicia.
Yeah.
You want to call her Alicia.
I know, I know.
You
want to
call
her
Elsa and
yeah.
stuff. It's just Alicia.
I know. It should be like a Y or something.
I know. It needs something. It's almost hard to, yeah. it's hard to bend your mind around that one. All right, Drew, are we out of time?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Andrew.
I think you had a little awakening tonight, though, about your age. You brought a little reality dose. Good time.
I'll tell you, I was like, when she said her problem with my age, I was praying it was AIDS. I was actually, it would have been relieved. Like, oh, I thought you said age for a minute.
Well, you got to get with it, big boy. It's it. This is it. You're over the hump. It's, yeah, yeah. Oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
No, because I move like a cat.
Yeah.
You become, hear me. I sing like a bird.
You become kind of like the neighbor at the
I F like
at,
a man
at the Family Guy. What's his name?
Yeah. I'm going to come What's up his name? With that in a second. All right. All right, true.
That's going to drive me crazy now.
All right, I'll come up with it as soon as we get to the commercial.
Me too.
All right, we'll be right back. Well, there you go. A whole Loveline episode. Where do the minutes go, Drew?
What a diverse and exciting evening.
Thank you. Alicia Cuthbert was in here tonight. I want to thank her. Sweet, sweet girl. Everyone go out and see that girl next door and watch 24.
Nice.
All right. Who do I thank over there?
Everybody.
I want to thank everybody.
Our new screeners.
Phone screeners doing a wonderful job. Wish I could take the time to get to know their name, but that's not going to happen.
Or even see them.
Ken doing a wonderful job engineering.
Chris.
With his very enthusiastic. Very enthusiastic. One, two, three, go.
And Chris. Yeah. Chris.
Oh, and Chris. Engineer
and,
Chris.
And our
doing
genius
a wonderful
producer.
Job. Genius producer Ann, and then junior producer Lauren, and Adam and Carrie are
Corey
are our phone screeners. So I want to thank those two possible dudes.
A girl and a boy? Two boys.
Okay. All right. Sometimes you get a Corey chick.
Yeah, Corey. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. So we got a straight guy and a gay guy.
Calls have been good.
Good
usually,
work.
Usually guys can't produce right, like
Drew,
that.
That's enough. Let's go home. All right, so until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.